please?
My name is Jonathan. I'm flying to Chocobo now.
Jonathan, hello, Trovan. I think that's you, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me somewhere.
Okay. All right, Mr. Leo will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay. Okay, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Jonathan Ephraim, Pedro Fernandão, 327-866.
Thank you, sir. You appeared for the Oregon Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to the Community Supervision Revocation. I'm going to introduce the members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left, you have the Honorable Michael Johnson and the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing room. Also with us today is Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the Parole Office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. If you can hire an attorney, sir, you represent yourself today.
Yes.
Representing yourself?
I represent myself.
Okay, all right. All right, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yeah.
Sorry. You're going to be conducted in two phases, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you one allegation that's on your warrant. After a reading, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
Allegation number one is a violation of the Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at deep within Rebound, located at 11773 North 93rd Avenue, Peoria, Arizona, on or about November 28, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. So based on the admissions of Mr. Kello Trovan, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent as a violated term condition of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second degree.
One moment, sir. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to be going into phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we do that, Mr. Turner's going to give some background information. So stay on the line there, and I'll get back with you in a minute.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Pedro Trovan was released from ABC custody on 11-21-2018 and arrested on 11-11-2019 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He returned back to ABC custody on 1-11-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5-5-2019 with 44 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2018, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG information noted, and there's no prior terms on supervision. He has no disciplinary noted. There were other arrests, however, charges were not filed in those cases. He has a GB score of G1, V2. At the time of police contact, he was stopped walking down an alleyway.
Thank you, sir. Alrighty, we're going to go over a summary of case supervision, sir. So, looks like you were approved to reside in Deep Within Rehab in Peoria, and no other residence was approved. So, sir, why did you leave the Deep Within?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. That place, honestly, likes me because that place told me I'm going to have one by one somebody help me with my drug addiction, and that place put me to work to 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock afternoon for a week, and I get depression and all that food is kind of good, you know, but I don't have my, like, somebody to help me mental with my addiction, because I'm supposed to go to a rehab, but that place put me to work and work and work and work and work and work for free, and honestly, I get depression, and I left, and I go to Phoenix, and I find a friend, he gave me a job working and fixing some drawers and concrete, and just, I never report myself to the parole, and I said, well, I don't know, just instead.
Okay, well, sir, you say that, you know, you want to help with your addiction deep within rehab, that's part of what they do. And there's a lot of different ways that they work with people to help them break their addiction. So, you know, you were given that too, but you've gone over a month. Why didn't you contact your PO and see if he could place you someplace that you were more agreeable about?
I don't know why I don't report myself. Just I get scared because I don't really want to come back to prison. I'm going to report myself to this man.
Okay. So,
Excuse me?
Okay, hang on. You were assigned a task, but there were no testing done. But you already said you had a drug problem. What's your drug of choice?
Methamphetamine.
That's not easy to break. You do that.
One more time?
I said that's not an easy one to break.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions?
I have something to say.
Okay, wait a minute, sir. Okay, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination shortly, but before we do, I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would like. So if there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, now is the time to do it.
Well, honestly, I want to get out of prison and I find a place in Tucson. It's a happy house, it's a major program. I get accepted away, and I really want to do this. Can you please give me an opportunity to try it again? It's right here, I want you guys can see the letter. It is a halfway house, Navy's program, the name Dylan Letter.
Okay.
And I get accepted a couple of weeks ago. So you guys let me get out, it's going to be good, but so you guys don't let me get out, just I wait to my release date. I'm going to keep going to my place because I think it's going to help me out.
Okay. Well, it's good that because that's the key. You have to make the decision and then you have to do the work. Everybody else just lends a helping hand. Okay, so the board is going to be going into discussion at this time to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So just remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation.
Okay.
And once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. I hate to butcher names, Mr. Pelletroben. At least he mentioned he has a drug problem, and he sounds like he really wants to take care of it. The halfway house he's found is a 90-day program, which is very good, but he's only got 75 days left. And he'll be totally done with the Department of Corrections, and he won't have to worry about his parole option. And with the 44 of scout days, I don't think he's a good candidate for return to community supervision. But I'm willing to listen to discussion from my fellow board members as a reason.
Mr. Neal, thank you. I appreciate that he said that regardless of what happens today, he will go to that program. And I think he really needs to go to that program.
Right.
So, thank you.
Mr. Johnson?
I agree.
Okay, so based on all the information, we're looking for 2018W3480. Testimony we heard today and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Pelletroba, KDC number 327866, as he was delinquent, violating term condition of supervision, and had lapses, was about lapses, and current waiting for a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Rittenhouse, and agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke his community supervision at this time. We have about 75 days left, and you'll be released, you'll be done with your sentence, and you can do as you wish. We and the board would like to really see you be successful. So follow through with that program you found at Halfway House, and there's a lot of good ones out there. But like I said, it's up to you. You found the Halfway House that accepted you, so that's about half the battle, and now you just have to do the rest, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. This is what you're hearing, and would you just lay the phone down?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
I'm just hanging it up. Hung it up.